Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I will put you on the air, okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, before I get started, I wanted to go through the weather real quick because right now in the ATL, it's 87 degrees, but the clouds have come in. It's dark. The wind is coming in so hard. I mean, it is really, really pushing hard, and it's getting ready to storm right here in Atlanta. And I the reason I was late getting on the show is because I was out in my yard. I've been trying to secure my tents in the yard. You know, I got tents out in the yard, and I'm trying to secure my tents so they won't go anywhere. So that's what took me so long to get on the show, and I apologize to you guys. So we're looking at today's high was 89. We're looking at a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, the same thing. Thunderstorms, high 87. Saturday, thunderstorms, 88. Sunday, thunderstorms, 88. Monday, thunderstorms, and 87. We're not looking at a break from these thunderstorms till next Tuesday. Okay? So that's going to be the weather, right? Now, today's word of the day is loquacious. Loquacious. L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Loquacious. And today is Thursday. And today's word of the day is loquacious. All right? And loquacious is an adjective, and it means full of excessive talk. Or you're wordy, okay? Another meaning is given to fluent or excessive talk. And there are some people who just are full of excessive talk, right? They talk all the time, can't stop, right? And those people are what you call loquacious. All right, so that's your word of the day. And remember, on next Wednesday, we'll be giving out, I will be asking a question of what was the word of the day on a certain day with past week. And if you could call in before the end of the show, give me that word for that day, then you'd win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. I had the black and gold t-shirts, the black t-shirts with gold letters. And I'm out of those right now, but I do have red shirts with white letters, and they are really, really nice. So next Wednesday, guys, 6:10 p.m., I will be asking what was the word of the day over the past few days. And if you can call in and give me that word, you would win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. All right? It's worth it. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are a few more people who've joined the show, and I appreciate that. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is entitled, is it cheating on your spouse or even on your girlfriend or whatever? If you are getting sexual videos and pictures, or if you're talking to someone online of the opposite sex, or even if you're gay and you're talking to someone else on the online or through videos and pictures about sex, is that cheating? I mean, you never really engaged in the act with them, but just you guys are sending pictures and emails and videos back and forth. Is that cheating? And for me, I'd say yes, and I'll tell you why. 818-301-5834. Now, you know, the reason I say yes, and like I said, you know, a lot of people say that, Frank, I never even gotten together with this person. We've never gone out. We never, yada, 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 yada. But, you know, there are things that happen. And some things happen, they happen for a reason, right? And when you engage in sending videos and pictures and things like that, then that person on the other side, especially if it's a straight guy, they're thinking that, man, the next time I get together with her and we're alone, it's gonna be on, right? It's gonna be on. That's what they think. I'm a man, so that's what I think. That's what I think. If my wife was sending me videos and pictures, you know, like nude pictures or something like that, man, I'd be thinking right there. I'd be thinking that, man, as soon as I see her, you know, we're going to do our damnedest to get together. Right? So if you're engaging in this kind of stuff with someone who's a stranger online, or, you know, a stranger online, I think that that's a form of cheating. Because what would your spouse think if she or he knew that you were sending videos and pictures, new videos to someone, even though y'all never met, but you sending them through online? That, I believe, that wouldn't go over well with your spouse, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I don't think that'd go over well. Because guess what? It wouldn't go over well with you. Right? It wouldn't go over well with you. If you're a guy and you knew or you found out that your wife was engaging in sending videos, emails, or pictures, and they were explicit, nude pictures or something like that, they were explicit to another man, how would that sit with you? I know how it would, so I don't even have to ask the question, but I'm asking, how would that sit with you? You guys call me and let me know. 818-301-5834. Now, if turn it around. You're doing the same thing. You're sending pictures, nude pictures and videos and stuff like that to some female online that you've never met before. But you'd like to meet her, right? I mean, that's what it's saying, because if not, then you wouldn't be doing it. So and this is a reason that people say you can't get involved with another person at work. Okay? Because sometimes at work, people feel like that they're away and they're away from their spouse. They're at work. It's private. So I know that Susan sits three offices over from me. And Susan and I, we real cool. We go to lunch every now and then together, and we're real cool. And she send me videos every now and then. I send her videos every now and then. At some point, you and Susan will be engaged sexually. Right? I mean, what's the idea of sending a video or a picture or whatever nude to someone if you're not interested in them? Or if they're not interested in you? Y'all see what I'm saying? So, that's a form of cheating. You say, Frank, we never got together. All we did was went to lunch a couple of times, and we never even got together. I never really saw her after work. I've never seen her after work. I've never been to her house. She's never been to my house. We've never met at a hotel or none of that. We've never even kissed each other. But you're sending videos back and forth. That means that the kiss is coming. She's coming to your place, maybe. I wouldn't do that, but you're going to her place, maybe. I may not do that, because if she's married, then that's a problem. If she's got someone, that's a problem. And, the hotel is coming, where y'all meet at the hotel, get a room. That kiss is coming. It may come one day. You say, well, let's get together for dinner Friday after work. Get together for dinner Friday after work. And on Friday after work, say you go home and change and this and that, and you're getting ready to go, and then text message comes across your phone. Boom. It's her. What does Susan want? And you check your text, and it says, can you be here tonight? I mean, I'm just throwing something out there, right? Can you be here tonight? And it's a picture that she sent through text, and she's, and you know how you put your hand up to your mouth and you shrug your shoulders. You're like, woo-wee. You're like, woo-wee. What are you thinking right there? Thinking, man, she in trouble tonight. Right? She's in trouble tonight. And then you clear your schedule. You're like, okay, I told my buddy Jim that I was going to come by there tonight. But I'm going to call Jim and let Jim know that, hey, man, I'm not coming by. I'm coming by, but I'm not going to come by. Y'all with me? And then you go and you do your thing. That's what sending videos, meeting people online, or knowing people and being able to have their emails and sending stuff online back and forth, pictures and videos, that is a form of cheating. Because the reason I say it's a form of cheating, it's also a form of maybe foreplay. Y'all know what foreplay is, right? That may be a form of foreplay. Right? You're sending videos and pictures and stuff like that. You're letting her know, or she letting you know that, hey, this is what I'm working with. And like I say, you put your hand up to your mouth, you know how you're blowing your hands when it's cold outside. You put your hand up to your mouth and you like shrug your shoulders and you like, ooh wee, I'm going to hit that tonight. I'm just being 100%. I'm just being 100 on the show. Right? I'm just telling you guys what this leads to. And you may want it to lead to that, but it's still a form of cheat. And again, when things like this happen, you have to turn around and say, what if my wife is doing the same thing that I'm doing with another man? Because she the same way. If she sees a man who she's been talking to, going to lunch with or whatever, and he sends her sexual videos, nude pictures, and she could see something that she likes, then, and they're going to get together, and she told you that she was going to meet up with a girlfriend after work. What's going to happen with her and that guy? And you're at home watching the football game, or watching the baseball game, watching the basketball game, whatever. That's a form of cheating. Now, I have someone from the 678 area code. The first three digits of the phone number is 698. Looks like they want to be on the show. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Smokey.
Smokey!
What's happening, Captain?
What's on, brother?
You mad? When I saw the what the show was gonna be about, I was like, my goodness, I just got into that situation about 2 weeks ago.
Showing up.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. I'm not gonna... Tell us about.
Okay, I'm not gonna call no name, but it's someone you know as well. We was going together like, what, man, 27, 28 years ago, last time I saw her. But we were like in love and all this and that. And so she's married now. She's been married about that long, about 26, 27 years, right?
Yeah.
And her husband takes care of everything. She don't have to work or nothing. She got an allowance and all this and stuff. You know, they're not rich, but doing pretty good. And it's a case of, I guess you call it the bored housewife or whatever, because he's taking care of all the bills and the businesses, but she's like, for the last 6 months, she haven't been getting the attention that she wants. She try to make love to him. He too tired. You know, he too tired to go out. She want to go out of town. He just give her the money to go with one of her girlfriends, you know. And so she's been sending me pictures. We've been talking about sex, you know, the sex we used to have and all that, and how she missed it, and, you know. But I can't be the side man. You know, I can't be the so-called side chick type thing, you know what I'm saying? But I've been entertaining because I enjoy the pictures. I enjoy the foreplay, as you would, you know, might say, you know, just the excitement of it. So I just entertain it. But I'm really not going to take steps into it because I don't want to be coming behind another man like that anyway. And I'm really trying to tell her that, you know, he's doing all this for you. You know, you need to rethink your position in wanting to mess around with somebody, because evidently he really loves you because he's doing all this for you. And maybe he's working those hard hours because you want all this, you know, you want this and you want that, and he got to work the hours just to keep up with it. But at the same time, when that's happening, you're missing out on the personal time, you know, and the attention that she needs.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy situation, man. You know, I'm tempted, you know, because she's invited me to go out of town with her. Her and her girlfriend is going on a trip. And, you know, one of those trips again that he's not going to make. So, you know, he gave her, you know, permission to use the card or whatever. And, you know, she can go, and she asked me to go with her.
Yeah. Now,
Tell me something, Smokey.
I gotta know this, cause you said it a couple of minutes ago. So, what she's saying is she's not getting the attention she needs at home. Okay, so now I'm just thinking outside the box. So, why wouldn't you take care of a friend if she's not getting it at home? If she want to get it from you, but if she don't get it from you, she gonna get it from somebody else.
I have thought of that. And the main thing that's really holding me back, because more than likely, I'm going to do something with her, more than likely. But I've been fighting off that temptation because, and then what had really hit me is that, well, what really lead me into maybe go ahead and doing something is like, I don't want to come behind another man when I know you have a man at home, but at the same time, he ain't doing that.
He ain't doing that,
so,
right.
He ain't doing it. So she hollers at 5 o'clock and she's still fine.
Yeah.
You know, and Lord have mercy, man. Lord.
Yeah.
It's a sticky situation. And then I really, you know, I still care for her because we were so close a long time ago, and I don't want to see her mess up her marriage, but like you said, if it's not me, is going to eventually be somebody.
Definitely.
So I can't stop her. I can't stop her from you know, messing it up. So I might as well enjoy the pleasure.
But see, you know, that right there is classic. And I'm glad you called in, because that's what I was saying. You know, is that that could be your spouse out there sending pictures to other guys and the guys that they, you know, want to get with, or you know, or new in the past, or whatever. That, you know, that could be somebody. It is somebody who's married to her and out working every day, and she's doing these things behind the scenes, and so she could easily get out there and get with. If you say she's fine as what you say she is, she could easily be out there getting with anybody.
Yeah, it would be no problem, because she wouldn't have no problem getting anybody to come with her, you know, and doing the thing. But that's one thing. It's okay to work hard and or whatever, but you have to have a balance in there. Because, you know, a lot of women would not, it would be hard for them to try to venture out when they're just being taken care of so well. You know, you don't have to do nothing, whatever the hell you want to do, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know the guy personally. I had never met him or whatever. But, you know, she just saying he all the things he used to do, which I'm really wondering if he having an affair.
Right.
Because of the way she said things have changed. You know, maybe he not working all the miles. Maybe he got somebody on the side, you know. Because
right.
She had been told that a lot of girls, because he's a manager on the job, a lot of girls are after him.
Right.
And he have been got caught cheating one time years ago, she said, with one of his co-workers. And, you know, he's not giving the flowers like he used to, buying the gifts like he used to, spending the time, and definitely not having sex.
Right.
You know, because she's about to pop.
Wow. Man, she sound like she got all the classic symptoms. You know, she got all the classic symptoms of a woman that's wanting to get out there and get together with another man who is not her husband. And I tell you, the reason that she's trying to reel you in is because she feels safe.
Yeah.
Familiar territory. She'll have a good time if y'all go out of town together, because she know you and all this stuff. If she out there messing with somebody that she don't really know, you know, that's going to be tough on her.
Yep. I have thought about all that as well.
And now, believe me now, I'm not condoning what may happen. But all I'm saying is, I understand. I know you, bro.
Man. And it's something like, you know, you can get this, and you don't have to be like taking care of her. You don't have to do nothing but get it and have fun, because she got to go back home. You know,
right.
It's an easy situation for the outside person to, you know, easily get involved in that situation. And like I said, 9.99 times out of 10, I'm gonna end up, you know, because I'm weak when it comes to that stuff, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And when they start sending pictures and videos and stuff like that, man, you know, when you see that kind of stuff, it's for a man, it's hard to you know put your hands over your eyes like you don't see it.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen. But
and
I
you know,
guess
that's,
I'm fooling myself and taking comfort in, like, trying to tell her that, you know, you sure you want to do this? Because, you know, most guys would be like, yeah, come on, whatever. And
yeah.
So now I'm at the point where as I'm telling her, giving her suggestions on how to do this, you know, don't go outside the norm. Whatever
yeah.
you normally do, fit it into that schedule. Because when you start
right.
going outside the norm, that's when you get busted.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be with her if she get busted. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't want to be with her if she does get busted. You definitely don't want to be with her. Now I don't know if she's ever talked to him about you, about her past stuff. But he probably don't know who you are.
No, he's concentrated on another guy who's been trying to reach her through Facebook and who's
oh.
been contacting some of her friends, and he's been trying to get back in touch with her because, like
yeah.
I said, she like what we call a brick house back in the day.
Yeah.
And his mind is concentrated on him, and he know the guy. They have gotten into it before about her.
Wow!
So,
wow!
You know, I'll be the last. You know, he don't even know about me, and I tell him make sure she don't even bring me up. He emails a past relationship.
Right. Wow.
So what would
Man.
You do if you were single and you was in this situation?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
That's a smart move.
Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Why you asked the wrong question that time, bro. Oh man.
Lord.
Hey man, all I gotta say, Smokey, is be careful, man. Be careful.
Oh, you know that. You know
and
that.
I believe if you are gonna make that move, shoot on out of town, man. Shoot on out of town with it. Don't sit around here at one of these hotels or something with it or something like that. You know, if y'all gonna do something, shoot out of town with it. But
yeah.
The only thing that I see that would turn things around is and see I know it will, because if y'all start having relations and start sleeping together, then she, you know, eventually she gonna tell old boy, hey, I might have to get out of this situation because she not gonna give you up. I don't know if that's something that you would want or whatever, but unless you just gonna go and I don't know if you can do it, but I don't know if you just gonna go and get with her that one time and come on back home and, you know, be done with it. But
it depends on how good it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we have had that discussion. She's talking about, you know, what it would be like if we was together and all this and that.
Yeah.
You know, even talking about she's willing to go back to work and, you know, we can start something, because her heart is really not with him. It never been.
Yeah.
It because of the thing that he can do for her is what
right.
had her all these years. And after a while, you get comfortable with that and you just go through the routines and stuff. But
right.
she, you know, she her heart is really not with him. I ain't saying it with me, but, you know, she relayed that to me. And so, but no, I wouldn't get with her in a long-term type situation or want her to leave him to be with me, because I wouldn't trust that, you know, what if I'm not doing something that she wants, and she may run to somebody else.
Right. And so, you know, I don't know, man. That's your thing, man. And I wish you well. And whatever decision you make, I'm with you, bro.
I may talk to you on your cell phone a little later, whatever you want to give me a call, and I tell you who it is and stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, man. Give me a holler a little later. I got a couple of things to do, but maybe give me a holler in about an hour. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right, Fred. Appreciate it, man. And I'll talk to you in a little while. I'm going to close the show.
All right, man. Okay.
All right, bro. So, again, guys, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the caller who called in. One of my longtime buddies. I mean, I've been knowing this dude since we were like maybe 8, 9 years old. We grew up in the same neighborhood, went to the same high school, elementary school, all that. And I hope things go well for them. And maybe they really, really deserve each other. Hey, guys, take care of yourself. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Just pray. I'm over. And I'm out. Y'all might deserve each other. See ya.
You're just as sweet as chosen.